From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. North Korea appears to be ready to return to nuclear disarmament talks. From Seoul, South Korea, Dwali Saikautau reports.
In a report carried by Pyongyang's Korean Central News Agency, a foreign ministry official said the conclusion we have reached is that the direct parties, the North and the U.S., must first sit down and find a rational solution. The spokesman added that North Korea would be willing to talk to Washington and hold multilateral talks, but if the U.S. didn't accept this, Pyongyang said it would go its own way. This report coincides with the end of a rare visit to the U.S. by North Korea's deputy nuclear negotiator. Ri Gun met with Sung Kim, a State Department special envoy, on six-party nuclear disarmament talks last week. Details of that meeting have yet to be released. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautau in Seoul.
With many Americans displeased about pay for Wall Street executives who guided their financial firms into meltdown, the Supreme Court today hears a case testing whether some mutual funds are charging their customers excessive fees. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Harris Associates manages a set of mutual funds called Oakmark and charges an investment fee of roughly 1%. At the same time, Harris charges its other clients, large investors like wealthy individuals and pension funds, about half that much to make investments outside of the mutual funds. The mutual fund investors claim that that differential violates a federal law enacted in 1970 to prevent price gouging of mutual fund investors. A federal appeals court dismissed the case, contending that the mutual fund fees were not excessive just because they were higher than fees for other Harris clients. The mutual fund investors, backed by the Obama administration, appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, where the justices will hear arguments today. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Ford Motor Company today reported positive cash flow of $1.3 billion in its latest quarter and a hefty profit. Analysts, including Michelle Krebs of Edmunds.com, expected another loss.
We thought they'd narrow the loss, but they did. Ford did surprise us all by reporting almost $1 billion profit.
Krebs said even more surprising to her was that Ford reported its first pre-tax operating profit on North American automotive operations since early 2005. Ford is the only one of Detroit's big three carmakers not to file for bankruptcy protection. The Commerce Department reports today that September construction spending rose by 0.8%, surprising analysts who had expected a drop, and the Institute for Supply Management, a business group, has released figures showing stronger than expected growth in manufacturing in October. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 123 points, the NASDAQ Composite up 14. This is NPR News. Afghanistan's runoff presidential election, scheduled for this coming Saturday, has been canceled, and incumbent President Hamid Karzai has been declared the winner of this year's election. His opponent, Abdullah Abdullah, pulled out of the runoff over the weekend, saying that oversight plans for it were not adequate to ensure a fair contest. Lawyers for film director Roman Polanski have made a new offer to post a bond to the Swiss court that has ordered him held in prison for extradition to the U.S. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
Polanski's French lawyers acknowledge that previous efforts to secure bail for the famed Oscar-winning film director have not included specific cash bonds, but they're hopeful that the Swiss authorities will accept the new proposal. Polanski, who holds dual French and Polish citizenship, was arrested September 26th on a warrant stemming from charges more than 30 years ago in Los Angeles when he had sex with a 13-year-old girl. Polanski's lawyer assured the court that his 76-year-old client would not flee extradition and would accept whatever judgment the Swiss authorities make. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Transportation officials in San Francisco's Bay Area say the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge will reopen sometime today, and they say it's likely to happen in time for the afternoon rush hour. The bridge has been closed for repairs since Tuesday when more than 2 tons of steel from a break in its structure crashed down on one of its roadways. One person was hurt. The bridge carries more than 250,000 vehicles a day on an average day. And the active search for survivors of a mid-air collision between two military aircraft off the California coast last Thursday has been suspended. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.